This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thanks for tuning in, PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I am not shocked at all that something like this were to happen to me. But have any of you guys ever gotten screwed over when it comes to paying it forward? 585-252-9800 is the number to call. You could text. Sometimes being generous has its ups and downs, does it not, Breezy?
Yeah, but when it comes to paying it forward, I think the whole thing's a myth. So. No, I do. I don't get the concept. I think it's so stupid.
Well, here's the situation.
Let me hold your credit card for 49 minutes until the person behind you figures out what they want.
She doesn't understand how it works at all.
I don't get it.
I needed a coffee on Saturday afternoon because I had a big dinner on Saturday night for a friend's birthday. Friday killed me. I was a little hungover. I thought, you know what? If I'm going to make a 7 p.m. dinner and stay out because they're going to want to get a drink afterwards, then I'm going to need a little pick-me-up. So I decided to hit up a Dunkin'. I had points that I wanted to use on the app. So the woman comes on the speaker. The woman says on the speaker, "Hi, so the car in front of you is paying for your bill." And I thought, that's nice of them. It's very generous. Are they a fan of the show? What's happening? Right. Does the person know me? No, of course they don't.
It's like, I love your new ride from Ide.
Had absolutely nothing to do with me. So the woman goes, "Do you want to pay it forward?" I said, "I'm sorry." She goes, "Do you want to pay it forward?" I'm like, "Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Classic."
First of all, they're 16 cars deep. Okay. That had paid it forward. So now it's my turn. And I can't be the guy that breaks the chain. I don't want that on my conscience all day. I just don't. So I said, "Can I use my points?" They said, "Absolutely, you can use your points." I said, "Okay, I'll pay for the person behind me." "Oh, that's so great. Thank you so much, sir." So I had a Dunkin' reward, which got you like a free coffee or food item. I had like, I don't know, 600 points or something like that. So I pick up my one medium iced coffee that I got for like $4. I scan my Apple Pay to pay for the person behind me, along with using the Dunkin' reward. And I said, "How much was the total?" And the girl at the window said, "Well, it came out to $23.64." And I said, "The entire order was $23.64?" She goes, "Yeah, that's..." I said, "What the hell did they get?" I said, "Did I just feed a family of five? I don't understand." But I scanned it. I scanned my Apple Pay.
Sure did.
How much charity work do I have to do in this city?
Your points just like didn't...
It took $5 off. No, it didn't even take $5 off. It just applied the free coffee to whatever they got behind me. See what I'm saying?
So, they didn't even get coffee.
So he still paid almost
$24. That was the balance.
This is way too convoluted for me. I can't do it.
She goes, "Thanks so much. Have a good day." And listen, I'm happy to help, but I was pissed. I felt like I was tricked.
These pay-up-forward lines are such a scam.
Well, has anybody ever had to pay it forward at like a Starbucks or Dunkin' or a fast food joint and decided, nah, I'm good, and just broke the chain? I wish I could be that guy. I don't have it in me. I'm going to be honest with you. Because sometimes I wish I could just be the guy that says, you know what? I think I'm good. Screw it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I would.
Have you? I know.
I would.
You've never been in one, though.
No.
Have
but
you?
If I was, I would ask beforehand, well, what did they get before I commit?
I feel like a good barista or the person at the window, I feel like they would say, hey, it's a little on the pricier side. Feel free to opt out. See what I'm saying?
I mean, that would be the smart thing to do.
Also, it's not like they're getting a kickback from you paying for the... Like, they have nothing to do with it.
Unless the bill isn't $23.64. It's $5, and they're just keeping the remaining balance.
Also, could you imagine if... Could you imagine if, like, you're this person who, like, starts this chain wherever you go, and just to be a good person, and it just stops after you? They're like, the person in front of you paid for yours... Do you want to pay for some? No, I'm good. You're like, let's start the chain.
You stop
it. Let's start the chain.
You stop at the second person.
Yeah.
Have you, Joe, interned?
No, but when my family was on vacation, they, at the place we were at, thought that my stepdad was starting a pay it forward chain because my mom had left her wallet in the car he was in.
Okay.
And there wasn't a card to pay in the second car.
And she was behind your stepdad?
Yeah. So he pulls up to the window and says, I'm going to pay for the car behind me too. And the guy was like, oh my God, that's so nice. And he's like, yeah, no, that's just my wife. She forgot her wallet in this car.
Gotta pay for her.
Could you imagine if he ran with that though into the car after your mom was like, so they're doing a pay forward line. Nobody paid.
Oh
but
my God.
They didn't pay for yours. So you got to start it.
A $4 coffee cost me over $30. See what I'm saying? That's what it came down to.
Yeah, that's
just
rough.
Paying money out the ass all weekend long. Andrew says,
don't even get you started on what you paid on Saturday.
Andrew says, Moose, I am that guy. I am the dude who will always break the chain.
Mm.
And every time I have ever said yes to this, I was the one stuck paying for a stupid amount. I have no problem buying someone a simple coffee, but that was never the case, and I'm done with the pay it forward lines.
Stupid.
I get that.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Angela says, I used to work
at... I'm anti-pay it forward.
This we know. Angela says, I used to work at Starbucks, and I would literally tell the customers, the person before you paid for your drink, but the person after you had an order way bigger than yours, feel free to break the chain. See, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah.
She's got the right idea.
I guess that's nice of her. The person at Dunkin' just didn't like you, Moose.
No.
I don't see how
I'm a man for everything he's worth.
I don't see how I'm a regular. Chrissy says, I always break the chain. My broke ass could barely afford my own order.
You've also talked a lot of crap about Dunkin' on the air.
Like how?
Yes, you did.
One time I said all their food tastes like it's been in a fire.
Oh, that wasn't even what I was talking about. I was telling you. I wasn't even going to recall that time.
Let me go over to Chrissy. She goes, look, you probably don't ever want to be the guy who breaks the chain, but people do it. It's just my luck. It's my luck that this would happen to me. And she goes, I broke the chain one time. And yes, they gave me an attitude about it, but I don't care. I don't want to be caught in a position like you were, Moose. Megan says, for future reference, you could just break the chain because the barista will thank you. That crap is very annoying for the ones making and handing out the orders. And the longer it goes on, the worse it gets. Break the pay it forward chain, people. Say cool, thanks, and leave.
Mm.
Damn. See, Megan's got the inside scoop. I guess these baristas don't enjoy this.
No.
Yeah, no, that seems rough.
It's a pain in the ass for them. Why would they? If anything is like extra work for me, I'm like, we might as well not do it. You know what I mean? So. If I was working at Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah, if you were working at Dunkin', here's how this would go. Hey, the person behind you just paid for the order, but I'm encouraging you right now to just stop this nonsense. Okay.
I'm like, honestly, just take the free meal and run. Puff off, queen.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You guys, tomorrow is a huge day because tomorrow is the home opener for the Rochester Red Wings. Beep, 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 beep.
April 1st. I can't believe it.
Once again, Rochester Red Wings will have a 50-degree guarantee for the home opener. If the temperatures don't hit at least 50 degrees, fans will win a free ticket to any other home game in April or May for the season. So obviously, we're very excited to have our Rochester Red Wings back across the street playing, having fun, doing all the promo, having Dan Mason bringing us food every Friday. But who's counting, really? I'm very excited for this because I don't know if I'm going to go tomorrow, per se, but I do hope they do hit the 50 degrees. Not for people not to get free tickets, but to make it a little more enjoyable so you don't have to go in a parka. You know what I mean?
No, of course.
So,
right.
Some of the food that will be included is beef on wick, a footlong's Weigels. I might go for the footlong's Weigels. I might do that. Topped with meat sauce, onions, and braised beef sandwich.
Yeah, that sounds
gonna be delicious. These are the new menu items that they're showcasing.
I eat that. I got a 5-minute window before I got to get to the restaurant.
1 foot is
a foot. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah,
is this a foot?
Yeah. They're playing Lehigh Valley. That's 4:05.
The Iron Pigs.
4:05 p.m.
The Iron Pigs. Yeah, first pitch thrown at 4:05 against those Iron Pigs.
And then they play them 6 games in a row.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So
man. Baseball is a long season.
So that's what happens, right? So like when somebody comes, they play the same team all week.
That's right. Yep.
And you guys just get after it. Don't you get bored playing the same team? But I don't. Hey, what do I know?
No, it is exciting, though.
But they went out on Friday. They were out at Buffalo. But obviously, this is the home opener tomorrow. Very excited for that. You can catch a game, like Moose said, all week, Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah, and the games are at different times. Like 4:05 tomorrow is the home opener. Wednesday 6:05, and then Thursday the game's at 1:05 p.m. It's kind of all over the map.
And then Saturday, you know, as the Red Wings do, they do their like themed days. But Saturday is an exciting day because that's the day that Bruce the Bat Dog will be coming out. Obviously, he's been training for quite some time ever since we lost our sweet Milo. So very excited for that. Excited to get Dan Mason back in the studio as well.
Yeah, big time. We love the GM, Dan Mason. He's our boy. So 4:05 tomorrow for the home opener for the Rochester Red Wings.
They're also doing knit hat giveaways and magnet schedule giveaways as well.
Coming up on the show, my son's 15-year-old friend got drunk at our house, and now I need to confront his parents about it. Sarah from Greece sent us a message for Parental Confidential and wants to know if putting her son up for adoption is off the table after he screwed up big time. How does she confront the kid's parents about what happened? And the question she was asking is, are we in trouble if they say anything? 585-252-9800. We're going to get to Sarah's message for Parental Confidential coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. My son's 15-year-old friend got drunk at our house, and now I need to confront his parents about it.
A bunch of
amateurs. Sarah from Greece sent us this message for Parental Confidential. We'll get right into it this morning. If you have any advice or suggestions on how to handle a situation like this, call us, text us, 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys on this one. Very relatable. Nothing good happens in the basement. No. Sarah says, hi, guys. You have my permission to share this story on your show. Long story short, my 15-year-old son had two friends over last weekend. They ate pizza, played football outside, went in the basement. They came up later in the evening and said they needed towels because they spilled a drink. I went down to clean it up, and the other friend was basically passed out on the couch. He had thrown up all over the pool table. My son and his other friend played dumb. They said they had no idea what happened, but I knew he was not just sick. I called the boy's mom. Ugh. She came to get him. The other boy went home. And before he did, he admitted the first boy was drunk. I asked him if he was drinking at our house, and he said he didn't see him drinking. He just knew he had been drinking at some point in the night. I asked my son, and he said he didn't know he had been drinking. Continues to play dumb. Finally confessed.
No clue.
Finally confessed that he had been at our house, and I asked him what he had been drinking, and he said the boy brought a bottle of vodka. Which, with him, but I think he took it from us. Sarah thinks it was their vodka. Mm. Yes, the Smirnoff.
The classic stealing of the vodka. The classic filling the rest up with water.
My husband is furious and wants to ground him and take his phone away for a month. I know we have to punish him, but I don't know if that is too extreme or not. It's probably not too extreme, Sarah. I also know I need to let the other mothers know. The other parents that, yes, the kid drank at our house and my son knew about it. Does anyone have any advice on how to handle a situation like this or what to even say to the parents? Are we in trouble that the kid was drinking at our house if we didn't know? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. I would definitely not wait and bring it up to the parents. Yeah.
No, you got to do it. You got to rip the Band-Aid off.
585-252-9800. We have a couple of texts already coming in on this. You realize this. I mean, high school, that's where you go to hang out. You go in the basement, right?
Yeah, I did this as a high schooler. I think I was a senior. No, I was a junior. I went and drank at a friend's house and obviously couldn't handle my liquor.
If I went to the basement and I saw that my son's friend threw up all over my pool table, oh my God. Yeah. No, not happening. No. Here we got a lawyer texting in this morning. Love that. Hi, guys. Lawyer here messaging in. You should address this ASAP with the other parents, not just about the drinking, but to make sure everyone is on the same page about what exactly happened and took place. You could face liability under social host laws, so it's better to just be honest of what actually went down. I agree.
Right.
Tim says, have a calm discussion with your son about drinking and the effects of drinking. He's a teenager. Most likely he's going to be around high school parties and drinking. It's what teenagers do, or at least did when I was in high school. Oh, no, they're doing it, Tim. They're still doing it.
They're doing it. They're very much so doing it.
We were drinking the hard stuff, though, like Zima.
So what is the licorice one? Italian.
Sambuca.
Sambuca.
Yeah.
Okay, so in my experience, when I was in this situation, because everyone's like, you're not a parent. I'm like, I know, but I did this as a child. So I went to a friend's house, got really sick, got really drunk. And the parents found out, obviously. And they took me home the next morning. We had to have a full sit-down meeting with her parents, my parents.
How uncomfortable.
The most uncomfortable. My dad has an office. There's chairs.
And, you know,
it was a lot. It was a lot.
You went to the Oval Office.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And then my mom was furious and she was like, okay, so you know your road test you're supposed to take next week? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you won't be getting that until 6 months from now.
You won't even be taking it until
6 months from now.
Yes.
So I was supposed to get it or try for it in like November. I didn't actually get it till like January, February.
That's when you finally came to the realization that there's consequences for your actions.
It was really bad.
Cheryl says, your husband is not overreacting. Your son needs to learn a lesson from this. Whatever you do, lock up your booze so you know for a fact he can't get it from you. My son tried sneaking out alcohol out of our house one time at 16. We grounded him for a month. No keys to the car, no phone, no friends, no computer, no TV. Be a parent, not their friend.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say, and I'm speaking from experience here, I'll say it again. Nothing good happens in the basement. That's where people go to accidentally get pregnant. That's where they go to experiment and get drunk off wine coolers because that's what mom likes to drink.
Right.
A punishment that makes sense to me is no more hanging out with friends in the basement. And if you are going to have friends over, they got to be in a common area or in the room with the when the doors stay open. Yes?
I would say yes.
I mean,
Joe, you're drunk now. I can't ask you for advice.
Always comes in blasted.
Rachel says, do not say anything at all. As long as the child got home safe and keeps his mouth shut, nobody needs to point the finger. Trust me, it's just going to end up messy. Worst advice ever, Rachel, but thank you so much for texting in.
Yeah, it's horrible advice.
And then I'll go over to our friend Ashley here. Says, hey, good morning, Moose. Good morning, Breeze. This mom thinks taking her son's phone away for a month is too extreme. Did I hear that right? How about going to prison for providing alcohol to a minor? I would definitely reach out to the other parents to discuss, and I would say this is not a topic for a phone conversation. Mm. Invite them over for coffee or some. Invite them over for a Smirnoff. Be completely honest and upfront with them and tell them what happened from your understanding. I agree, Ashley.
I'm making espresso martinis. Who wants to come through? So your kid's a drunk.
Yeah, your kid passed out.
Belligerent.
You owe me a bunch of money for my pool table because he threw up all over it.
And you're replacing the 12-pack that they stole. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so some tough love here has been thrown at Sarah, but Sarah, you gotta say something. And taking your kid's phone away for a month is not too extreme.
I do think, to play devil's advocate here, I do think that taking your kid's phone away is more of a pain in the ass for you as a parent because you can't get a hold. Like, whenever my mom took my phone away, I was like, all right, well, that's going to be way harder for you because all you want to do is get in touch with me and get a hold of me and figure out what I'm doing. And so what are you going to do? Send carrier pigeons?
God, just constantly gaslighting everyone, even
no,
as a child.
No, it's the truth. It's the absolute truth.
My mother would constantly take away my console. If I had a Nintendo, a PlayStation, I'm like, can't you just take away the controllers? She'd take away the console, the controllers, the cords, and then hide them in all different places of the house. So it was a scavenger hunt all the time.
Yeah, I had my Xbox taken as a high schooler.
Like, my mom was always really bad about hiding. She would just put it in her bathroom, right, in the drawer.
So yeah, that was it.
When she would fall asleep, I'd sneak in her room, take my phone, catch up on what I missed. It was horrible.
Sarah, thanks for the vulnerability this morning. And I'm sure there's a lot of parents shaking their head this morning in disgust because their kid did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
We did it in high school, too. But you got to have the conversation with the other parents. You do not want to sweep this under the rug.
You got to do it.
Thank you guys for texting in this morning, for your messages. We'll get to another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Be right back.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.